The International Museum of Art is a place of opportunity for local artists. The museum is experiencing a serious issue with the elevator that will cost up to $30,000 to repair. El Paso artists have come together to donate their works to sell at auction to raise funds to help their beloved museum. We are all invited to the Elevate Your Art fundraiser tomorrow at the International Museum of Art. Here to tell us all about it are Judy Hampton, president of the Rio Grande Watercolorists, and Dorian Clouser, treasurer of the Rio Grande Watercolorists. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us today.
Of course. So the International Museum definitely is a place of opportunity, and it lends so much love to you, and now you all are showing it some love back. How did
this
come together?
It's the People's Museum.
Yes.
So it's the one that's on Montana. Everybody always asks, where is that? Which one is that? And if you were to take I-10, you would take the exit at Cotton to Brown, and it would be right on the side street of Brown in Montana. So when I was a little girl, it was the museum.
I remember that.
And that's where we went to see art. Today we go and we have our own art hanging. And that's really quite an honor and an amazing transformation in a lifetime.
It feels good to walk in and see your work in a major museum.
Of course. And I mean, you all are painters and you're sharing your talents, but there's something about seeing it up on those walls.
Yes. And this elevator is really important to us because we have a lot of members that are either handicapped or that have, we're old. We can't go up and down those stairs. We need the elevator in order to function in the museum well. And with it closed, it cuts off access to the downstairs area.
Yeah,
they have the movies down there. They have a classroom down there where we can do presentations and things.
Well, Nancy Bagan had a workshop for the Rio Bravo Watercolors. We had 12 people just about a month ago, and it was able to be used. We can go down the stairs, and there is a side door. There is three stories to the building. There's the main floor everyone comes in on. There's the office structure and areas upstairs, and there's downstairs. But the elevator needs renovation, so we are working at finding the funds to have that happen. We don't receive any funds from taxes. So the city and the county do not provide for the upkeep of the building.
It's completely done on membership, is that correct?
It's completely done by donation. That's mm-hmm. right. So a lot of times people think that all these things are funded, but we are funding it. We also fund it by when we have annual meetings that we have gallery shows. So the Rio Bravo Watercolors has an annual show. The Pastel Society has an annual show. We pay through the Hussteiner Fund. We apply for grants and get grants, and so that allows us to have shows in their facility. But their upkeep is something that they have to take care of ongoing. And we really do have an awful lot of artists and a lot of different organizations that say, this matters to us, and we want that place to stay open.
El Paso Art Association's Arts International is going to be at the museum this year, and their camera show for the photographers is also going to be there. So we have some major shows. There aren't a lot of places in El Paso for the average artist to show. I mean, we can't all be name artists that can have our own galleries and special places to show, and it's very limited what's available. They're very good about providing everything we need. We have a large group that came together because one of our members suggested she had seen this done someplace else. Not where we have a great big major auction like they're having now for KCOS. This is for really known artists and for expensive pieces and things like this. What we're trying to do, our pieces are going to start, the auction prices will start at $35.
That's excellent. I mean, talk about giving an up-and-coming art collector an opportunity not only to see your works and to meet you, but to start building their collection.
Absolutely. We said that at an 8x10, we wouldn't be asking too much of an obligation from the artist, and we would be having something at a sale price that anyone could purchase. So we're not asking for $500 or $1,000 for a painting. Not everything will be an 8x10. Some things will be a little smaller and framed 8x10, and some things will be a little bit different in size. We know that already, but that's our intention. So we have about 60 artists. We have all sorts of different groups. We have the Rio Bravo Watercolorists. We have the El Paso Art Association. We have the Pastel Society. We have a group that meets on the east side that is the East Side Critique Group. There's a Northeast Critique Group. There's a West Side Art Guild. There are other groups that have agreed that they would be part of it. So we really appreciate the individual artists and the collective groups.
Yes, let's talk about the artwork that's available. Because, I mean, you know, it's the People's Museum, and then you have here people coming together to try to do something nice for this facility that's been great to you all. But now, you know, you also are inviting this new audience to come in and look at the art and see what you've got. So take us through, or maybe help us describe some of the artists and the works.
Hal Marcus has agreed to assist. Candy Mayer has been great at sharing her email and providing publicity. People know these names. Don Beam is an oil painter and a Western artist. Bill Bissell is a watercolorist who I took from and many people took from. Barbara Brown taught him and taught many other people, artists, art with watercolor. Judy Hampton, who is here today, is a pastel artist and a watercolorist, and she's a portrait artist. I've done watercolor and pastel, and I taught art for 34 years in the El Paso area. I'm retired, and I'm doing art in a lot of different groups. There are older artists that are sometimes the people that we have known in the past, and they still want to be part of art groups and still do art. And we have new, younger people. Many of these groups are retired people. They're artists in their own right, but they also have had a career, and now they're applying themselves to a joy in their life. But we also have younger people, especially from the El Paso Art Association, that are participating in this. We have soldiers from the Soldier Art Workshops on Fort Bliss regarding that. John Robbins and Gary Crossland have sponsored them. We have an Alizon artist group that is more oil painting. Honestly, it's a wide berth.
You've got everything. And Judy, for you, what is it about art that makes you happy? I mean, why do you do it?
It's just been a special gift to me because it enlivens your mind. It keeps you busy. There's a satisfaction in seeing, since I do portraits, I like to see that personality come out of the paper.
And how do you pick your subjects? Is it family, friends? At this point, have you painted everybody you know?
Well, I do a large, I'm probably best known for the Six Guns and Shady Ladies series. But I had a one-man show with that. But just whoever appeals to me. I like somebody that's got some character to them that I can literally see. I chased one man down in Rio Doso.
These are the stories I like.
And asked a real tough-looking dude who was with a motorcycle group that I was about halfway afraid to approach. But he posed for me, and I got an excellent portrait out of it, and he was thrilled with it. So it's sometimes it's just a matter of getting your nerve up as to what you want to paint.
Well, that's the coolest, right? There's the means to the end, or, you know, however you have to get there. You know you wanted to paint them, and all you had to do was ask, right?
That's right. We do have photographers in the show. Chris Eber and Alan Sheffield are both photographers. We have people who are oil painters and watercolorists. We have a printmaker. I think most of our work is going to be framed and flat. It's not going to be jewelry, crafts, or sculpture. It should have a wide appeal, and we also have events happening during it. We plan to have the frozen margarita machine.
Oh, tell us. Give us the details, because this thing is happening tomorrow. So.
Yes.
Sure.
So we're going to have a lot of events that can be there for the whole family. It should be a family function, a place to stay and stick around and have some good food and to see some demos. Judy's going to do a demo with oil painting.
Nice.
And Rachel Murphy is going to do a watercolor, and Candy Mayer is going to work with pastels. We also have entertainment. We're going to have a person playing guitars, and the people of the Shady Ladies that Judy is a friend to, they're going to be walking around in costume, Western garb from another era. So it should be a lot of fun.
We'll have Tim Thompson singing, too, at the piano. That ought to be really good.
So this is a silent auction. It's not going to be a live auctioneer, but people will walk around and see what they want to see, and then they'll put their name down.
Now, another important thing, must you be present to win, or will you call the winning bidder?
We really want the person to be present right then, but if they leave their phone number, that they can be connected, or the next person who has put their name on the list. It's all going to happen in just a matter of a couple of hours, and it'll be over.
Okay, so what time should we get there tomorrow?
1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Bids will stop at 4 o'clock, and we'll start processing the sales then so they can take the piece home that day. We're also going to have two artists there that are going to be doing portraits, one in pastels, one in charcoal.
Great.
And we're suggesting somebody give a dice donation when you have your portrait done.
Absolutely. We're here to raise funds for the International Museum of Art, and we're all invited tomorrow to elevate our art. If you are an art lover, appreciator, tomorrow sounds like a great chance for you to pick up a nice piece of local art while supporting the International Museum of Art. Today, my guests have been Judy Hampton and Dorian Clouser of the Rio Grande Watercolors. Thank you so much, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much.